So, when you covet, you have a strong desire. But then somebody will say, not to have strong desires means you have no ambition. Do ambitious people covet? I think there's a thin line between coveting and being ambitious. Because ambition does not say, I must have this. It says, I'll work and I'll pray to have it. So you do not want it immediately. You actually accept a process of prayer, a process of working hard, a process of arranging. And you don't feel like you must get it now. Because in ambition, it is something you are willing to invest in order to achieve that ambition. When ambition becomes something that does not accept the rule of the farm, and the rule of the farm means you plant, you look after before you can harvest. If your ambition does not accept the rule of the farm, then it has ceased to be ambition and it has become coveting. And the actions you will take will easily lead you into problems when ambition becomes coveting. So there is a thin line. And we should be aware that people who are not ambitious are a contradiction of the scriptures, because God has put in us a desire to improve. In fact, when He placed us in the Garden of Eden, He expected us to improve it, to work it. So if you can't see the final product in your mind, then you can't make it happen. And once you see the better product, that is an ambition to see your product becoming better. Then you work at it to improve it. So not being ambitious is wrong, just like being covetous is also wrong.